Three incredible ways to be more productive while reducing stress. Wow, that sounds really delicious, right? So many of us want to be productive, but how do you do that without putting more stress on yourself? Hey, 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 my name is Dr. Gigi Jasmine, and I am obsessed with all things personal development and helping you face your fears, shatter your limiting beliefs, and show up messy in this process of creating a life and business that lights you up. I am the girl from the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere who put herself through school, became an educator, built a real estate business, and wrote the book on conquering your past. Is there a subject that's off limits? No way. Mindset, money, abuse, mental health, family, education are all topics we discuss here. This is the place where you will learn how to be a happy, vibrant, curious, productive, and brave woman who builds a life she loves. Grab your lime water and your favorite cozy pillow and get ready to take messy action. This is the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. This episode is brought to you by... Hey, 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 Dr. Gigi here. I am so excited to share with you, sis, three incredible ways to be more productive while reducing stress. Ooh, that is incredible because who doesn't want to be more productive? I know I do. Who doesn't want to reduce stress? Oh my goodness, me. Lord have mercy. So I have three tips for you to help you do that. I know we have so many responsibilities. We have the children to take care of. We have the husband to take care of. We have the house to take care of. We have our work we have to do. We have our businesses we need to run. There are so many things calling for our attention. The problem is we want to do all of these things all at once, every day. Every single day, we want to work on our family, on our business, on our relationships, on our work, on our business, on our everything. And that runs us ragged. We get so tired that we don't have time to take care of ourselves. And if we don't take care of ourselves, we cannot take care of anybody else. Therefore, we have to really be intentional about everything that we do. And we have to strategize our time so that we can use it effectively. So three tips for you. First, you have to be intentional about what you intend to accomplish. We cannot do everything at the same time. That is not the proper way to do it. That is not the most productive way to do it. We have to be intentional. We know that there are a few things, there are a lot of things that we do every day. But in order for us to accomplish that big goal, the goal that keeps nagging at you, that needs your attention to be done, and you know you cannot do it in 2 or 3 or 4 hours, we need to dedicate a bracket of time to get that done. Let's say you've been trying to write a book. Writing a book requires a lot of time. It's a hard project to get done. Therefore, you may have to give up a few of the things that you normally do on a daily basis so that you can actually dedicate that time to writing the book. I don't know about you, but when I'm writing a book, I need to have 2 to 4 hours for my creativity and the flow of words to start pouring in before anything significant can happen. I'm not the type who can just write at the top of my head, oh, give me 15, 30 minutes and I can write a couple of pages. No, it takes some time for things to work in my brains, for the words to start coming out right. So if you're going to write a book, you might want to dedicate 3 months to writing a book. So every day, you might want to write between 4 to 8 hours, depending on what your schedule is and depending on how fast or how your planning is about your book and your outline, if everything is in place or not. It might take you 4 to 8 hours a day to do. But you're going to do that for the next 2 to 3 months so that you will have the time to really get everything done. Because if you don't do that, you will go year after year trying to write this book and it's not going to be done because you will have so many time in between to get interrupted. it's okay. I want you to know that it's okay to give up the walk in the morning or the journaling or the exercising temporarily, because you want to dedicate that bracket of time to writing. And when you do that, you give yourself the permission to not be stressed about things that you know you normally do. Don't give yourself a hard time over not exercising, over not maybe cooking breakfast this morning, over not taking your walk, over maybe not meditating, because you know you are doing it for a purpose. You know why you're doing it. After 3 months, once the book is done, you can go back and continue doing it. In that way, you're not responsible during those 3 months for exercising, taking a walk, meditating, cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and taking care of the family and all that. And yes, you might want to let your family know what you're doing so that they can support you in the process. That is very important. Number two, I want you to manage your energy. That is extremely important. I want you to work at being happy every day and all days, all the time. Because when you're happy, there's a magic that happens in you. You are more energized to really take action and do the things that you need to do. If you know you are down, you need to put some strategies in place when you are down so that you can quickly get back up to where you need to be. For example, I love just listening to music in the morning. I listen to worship songs, or I listen to my favorite artist songs like Whitney Houston or Mariah Carey or any upbeat song. You know, you can tell my age since I'm talking about Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. But yeah, I love music because music helps me to get out of that funk right away, because then I can move my body. I can, you know, listen and move around and really energize my body and let the oxygen flow through my body so that I can get out of that negativity and get into a more productive state. Because as we know, it's all about state. If you are depressed, if you are angry, if you are sad, you know, it's just like there's something that is not working right as far as your productivity goes. Because when I'm sad, I want to just lay down and watch TV all day long, or I want to get under the covers, or I just want to sit and just do nothing. And that's not where we want to be. We want to manage our state. And I believe that, like, Tony Robbins has this prime activity that he does every morning so that he can wake up his body in order for him to get to work. Because if your body is not awakened, if your state is not in the right place, you will not be able to produce the way that you want to produce. So manage your energy. So be careful of who you bring around. Be careful who you allow to speak into you, because you want people to speak life to you. You want people who will motivate you and encourage you, not people who will be criticizing your work, what you're doing. So your energy is important. You can have everything in place. You may want to write that book and you have the time, but if your energy is not there, you will not be able to get it done. Third, designate a time frame to complete the project. All right, so first we said, know what you want to accomplish. Be intentional about what you want to accomplish. We said manage your energy second, and then now have a time frame. And I think we talk about the time frame, right? You have to have smart goals, right? You need to be specific. It needs to be measurable, right? And you need to know exactly how long it's going to take you in order for you to get it done. So I suggested, let's say, 3 months for writing a book, but you can have your own time frame when you want to get it done. Maybe you want to lose weight. Maybe you want to create a course. Maybe you want to face your fears on social media and you want to go live every single day. Or maybe you want to reach out to a certain client and you are afraid and you want to designate a certain time frame and how many people you want to engage with in that time frame in order for you to get this kind of result, right? And if you were to put those three tips into place, you will see that not only will you be more productive, you will also reduce stress because you will have less to focus on. You will not be running ragged trying to do everything at the same time. but you will be focused on exactly what you want to accomplish, how you want to accomplish it, and during what time frame do you want to accomplish it. This is so juicy and delicious. You know why? Because you will feel so productive because you will be able to check off that project from the list. It's going to be done, and that's going to do a great deal to your confidence. So it is so important for you to really manage your time, your energy, and your emotions the right way so that you can prepare yourself to really handle the projects that you have in a productive manner so that you can have time for everything else. Because that project that you were able to accomplish, now you can take it to the next level and put it out there for others to enjoy, for others to really see what you've been doing for all this time. I just love it. And when we are less stressed, we have more time to really enjoy our family, our work, and our relationships, the people around us, our friends. It makes us a lot easier to be around. We don't want to be so stressed out that we get on everybody's nerve or we are no good to anybody because we are not taking care of ourselves. We don't want that. We want to make sure that we use our time wisely so that we can become productive and we can be stressless at the same time. And I know that you may, during that time, feel... you may feel maybe a different kind of stress in a way. That may be a good stress because you really want to finish that book, for example. So you will put in the time necessary for you to get it done. And when you get it done, oh my gosh, you will feel so good. You will feel so good about yourself. So hang on, write those projects down, decide to be intentional about it, manage your energy, and designate a time to get it done. I would love it very much to connect with you. Please follow us on our Facebook page at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or you can join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers to get weekly motivation, inspiration, life tools, and business tools to really empower you to take unstoppable action. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show and if you learned something, please tell us on our Facebook page, The Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers on our Facebook page. Also, one of the best gifts you can give me is a review at Apple Podcasts. Hop on in there. And I want to hear from you. I mean, it encourages me and I get so excited when I get a message from you. Thank you so much again for listening. See you next time.